This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? As always, presented by EMP 1-2 Weight Loss Structure, Accountability Results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's emp1weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, July 13th. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday, boys.
It's a payday Friday. So
it's a yad yap.
It is, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, All-Star Weekend Friday.
Yeah, yes, payday is more important than All-Star.
I get it.
Was all that stuff out there yesterday, or did they put it out there yesterday?
Because I didn't think they were starting to put it out yesterday.
I didn't notice it on the drive-in yesterday, but I noticed it today.
You're talking about Play Ball Park right there in Navy Yard?
Exactly.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Look good.
It's a big interactive spot. Free.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your family. Enjoy downtown D.C. Taking the All-Star festivity.
My All-Star game weekend's not going to be any different than any other weekend.
I agree.
Well, it'll be different than that you're going to the sundress party.
That's true.
That is true.
That's a good point.
Summer dress party. Cakes started his All-Star game weekend yesterday at Proper 21.
I did. It was a good turnout.
How'd that go?
Let me give a clap to the listeners for turning out in pretty good force for an appearance that was cobbled together Tuesday afternoon, I believe.
I believe Tuesday when we did the show, you promoted it as an appearance to be determined.
Yes, correct. And it was me, it was Drab T-shirt, and it was Matt Valdez.
Nice. And where is that place again?
Proper 21. It is 1329 F Street.
Nice.
In D.C. Had a good time.
Good turnout.
Hit the over?
I think we hit the over. I think the over-under number was set at 12 and a half listeners.
Right.
And I went over. And I did Drab T-shirt. Oh, we definitely hit the over.
Way over that.
Yeah, we hit the over.
Oh, way over?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell a lot of times because people are a little gun shy.
Yeah.
And they're all wearing business suits as well. So you wouldn't think they're listening.
I think it was a solid over.
Nice. There were some smoke shows there.
I mean, one of the contest winners, she walked up and full on smoke show. I was like,
Cakes was stumbling over himself on the mic. He actually said, "You're a little bit silly."
Yeah, I did.
I mean, what was the contest?
Oh, I don't even know. It was just giveaways. Related to
some beers must have been flowing.
Definitely.
Well, I definitely was enjoying some Sam Adams and some, I was going high class yesterday, some Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, a little wine. Yeah,
I was doing wine and beer, but of course I was doing it responsibly.
Of course, because you're a responsible person.
I had to drive home. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a savage.
You're very responsible.
I did have to stay a bit later than the posted ended appearance time so that I could kind of gather my
mellow
wits and be able to drive home.
You didn't do the sleep in the car bit, which you've done before.
No, I did not do that. But the appearance is slated to end at 8 p.m. I stayed till like 8:50.
Right.
Wow.
Nice.
What, just drinking water from 8 to 8:50?
Pretty much. Like a Diet Coke, eating some food.
Just talking to people.
Talking to all the people.
What about Valdez and Drab? Do they stay with you?
Drab stayed a little bit later. Valdez dipped out right around 8 because he had to go to Houston.
Valdez is on his way to Houston.
He
this
is,
morning.
Yes.
Yeah. For a funeral.
I'd say Drab T-shirt was there until about 8:15 or 8:20-ish, and then he rolled out. And
that's
I
strong.
Left about half an hour later.
I mean, he lives far away now.
That's true. I keep forgetting that he lives.
And he's talked about drowsy driving already.
Cakes.
He's having an issue.
Who was more fun?
Who was more fun?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I didn't really hang out with Fun and Funner that much. We kind of splintered off.
That's what happened.
Like, I was hanging out with one table primarily throughout the appearance of a bunch of people that work for the government that fly over to Afghanistan all the time. I was telling the woman that was basically their leader. She was Carrie from Homeland. And I was also saying, I don't know if this offended her or not. I think she was fine with it because she was the one plying me with white wine.
Right.
I basically said that the company that they worked for, I can't remember the name of it, was basically a front for the CIA and that they were all like CIA operatives. Hmm. And she's trying to tell me, yeah, we're going over peacemakers or ambassadors helping rebuild the country. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're all CIA spooks. All right. I know it. I can see right through this front that you guys are putting out.
Did you get all in on their paychecks?
No.
Because that's usually your standard with guests on the show.
Didn't ask how much anybody made. I wasn't trying to get into their pockets.
That
was more Valdez's thing. He was going to tell people, he was going to forecast my net worth.
Did
anybody ask your net worth?
One listener did, and Valdez gave a ballpark guess.
Was he right? Was he on target?
His ballpark guess.
Cakes was offended.
No, I wasn't offended.
Was it low?
His ballpark guess was $1.3 million.
All right.
And when he said
low.
When he said it, I went, I was like, kind of in the ballpark.
That's low.
I think he's very much in the ballpark. If you put together savings, 401ks,
your house,
home equity, very much in the ballpark.
Mm.
I mean, I don't need to get too specific.
Yeah, I think I'd go over that.
So,
all right, well, good. So you had a good turnout last night.
Good appearance. Awesome.
So that's the warm up because tomorrow is the summer dress party.
It is.
At Whitlow's on Wilson. It starts at 4. Good times with good friends. You can get more details online now at thefandc.com/summer. And a little birdie told me that we may be having a delivery here at the station, which will help us actually transition from Friday night all the way till Saturday. Yes. Good people of Corona are going to be stopping by.
They're coming back? They were just here like 10 days ago. Now, I'm all about extra beer deliveries. If they want to come in today, I'm all about it.
You know, I think that may be happening.
My wife will be so excited for that.
She gets ice for Coronas.
Oh, my wife loves. She loves wine, just like cakes, and she loves Coronas.
Well, who doesn't?
Is that her go-to almost anywhere?
She'll go wine. I think wine's the one seed, but if you're going to go beer, it's Corona.
It's going to be a Corona.
Those are, they're called summer staples.
Yeah.
Coronas and chilled white wine.
Can't really go wrong with Coronas.
You know, strong.
I was off Monday through Wednesday, and so this is my second day of work. I was already beaten down this morning. I mean, just so beaten down. When the alarm went off, it was shocking to me.
I almost overslept because this is the second time this has happened in about 6 weeks. At 2:50 in the morning, one of my fire alarms went off.
Wow.
That is annoying.
And I had just changed the batteries on the one in my bedroom. And this one, again, I didn't hear. If there's a fire in my house, I'm not going to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife says something to me. I mean, she can get up in the middle of the night.
Was the alarm going off or just the chirping?
The chirping, but this time, some of them sometimes after it will say, fire, fire.
Yes. Yep. That's so annoying.
Mine doesn't.
Beep. Or, you know, the little chirp, beep.
Yeah.
And then you wait a few seconds, fire.
Right.
And there's no fire. It's just, I looked at the batteries. There must have been the batteries that came with the fire
in the middle of the night. I yank them off the ceiling.
When it's a no-name battery, you know that it's probably not long for this world.
So
I put in a couple of brand new AA Duracells at 2:50 in the morning. I don't know what I did. I think I turned off my alarm. And I woke up and I saw the alarm clock. And I was like, oh, crap. Because it was the time that I usually leave. Jumped in the shower real quick, brushed my teeth, and made it.
What time did you go to bed?
I went to bed actually relatively early, but my wife went to the Britney Spears concert with her friend.
Nice.
And when she got home,
all the people.
She told me about all the people.
How'd she sound? How'd she look and how'd she sound? I know how she looked.
Well, she said she had a great time. And there was initially when I had the ticket, she was kind of disappointed that I wasn't going because it was like Mother's Day. It was the couple.
Right.
But she said, thank goodness you didn't go.
Why? Because
it was pretty much all women at the concert, plus some, you know, guys that are forced to be there. But
yeah,
it's mostly like women having a good time.
Right. It's like a girls' night out.
Yeah, girls' night out. She had a blast.
Didn't
went the
get
whole
nearly the run that the Taylor Swift concert got.
Right.
I don't know.
Right?
Brittany's there again tonight.
Yeah.
But it's a smaller venue at MGM National Harbor.
Probably holds about, I don't know, 4,000, 4,500 people.
It just shows you changing of the guard. I mean, it happened a long time ago.
Right.
Tay-Tay's doing two nights at FedEx.
Yeah,
right.
But still hot.
But look, I mean,
Beck still hot.
Oh, yeah.
Brittany's still killing it.
But she lip syncs every song. And I said, did you enjoy the lip syncing?
Oh, we know that.
And she said, that's fine because she's dancing the whole time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her stage show was spectacular, I guess.
Wouldn't you lip sync if you sounded like that?
Bunch of dancers.
You'd have
I can't
to
hit the high notes.
No, like, well, neither can she.
That's a good score, though, for MGM National Harbor. I'm sure it's part of her. She's Does she have a residency in Vegas at MGM Grand?
I don't know where her residency was in Vegas. I don't know if it's an MGM Resorts property or
probably
not.
I went and
looked at the upcoming events at MGM National Harbor because I told my wife, I was like, we kind of sleep on it. Like, I go there from time to time. Now, Cakes goes all the time to play poker, but I go there sometimes. I'm like going with my mom for lunch, have a nice lunch, different atmosphere, and I've gone to a couple of shows there, and I looked at the upcoming events. Our guy Bill Burr's coming August 24th.
That's
my guy. We gotta get him in studio.
Love Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's
doing. If he's
doing,
in town, I would.
And
guess
by the way, he's doing. I went to see Sebastian Maniscalco, and I just when I was sitting there, as Maniscalco was doing his act, I was just trying to calculate how much money he was
making. You're getting in his pockets.
Well, because he did.
He's making a ton.
Because Maniscalco did. I went to the late show that.
Yeah.
And I think you did this with Gaffigan.
Sure.
All these comedians, they do two shows.
Right. They're brilliant.
So they'll have their 3,500 or 4,000 people there.
Right.
Then they clear them out and they do
bring
it again.
Another 4,000.
And then they roll.
The double dip is
and
amazing.
And Bill Burr's doing the double dip.
The double
where he's got the 7 o'clock show, I believe, and a 10 o'clock
show
August 24th.
That's the absolute power move. You know who can't do the double dip? This is an EP story that I didn't get to, I think, Monday or Tuesday when EB was out. You know who's bombing in her Vegas residency? Pretty big name, Gwen Stefani. Apparently, it's Cricketville. Like
the,
you can get tickets
for any show,
like,
or just
like
the,
you go if you want to see Gwen Stefani in Vegas, you could see it for like 80% off face value.
That's silly.
Really? No one wants to see her, huh?
Apparently not. Apparently not a big draw.
Should have done a No Doubt residency,
yeah, right?
And people would have been sized.
I stumbled onto the show and I watched a few episodes on Showtime. I think it was called Just Another Immigrant, about this comedian who apparently is huge in England.
Right.
And he decided to come to America and he wanted to do a show at the Greek. And the show starts with the first episode of like he's coming to America and he decides like he books the Greek. And everybody's telling him, what are you doing? This is a monstrous theater.
Right, it's a pretty big room.
Nobody in America knows you. And the point of the show is, well, let's see what happens by the time he gets to that concert, how many people are going to come to watch him. And nobody in America knows him. He's this huge act in England. And I only saw a few of the episodes, but I fast forwarded, you know, it was on demand and saw the last episode. When it was all said and done, he had out of, let's say, an 8,000 seat theater.
Yeah.
700 people show up.
Oh.
And he had booked himself on like the Jimmy Fallon show. He wanted Adam Carolla's podcast. He did a stunt where he went to the Mexican border and he had people build a mini wall just to smash it down.
Right.
And he had 700 people in just empty seats, a sea of empty seats. So Gwen Stefani's having to deal with that
The
time. I guess you're just happy you still get checked.
Cakes gets 15 people at the Club 21 or whatever.
Right.
Size.
Yeah, it's all about expectations and the size of the room you're playing. Like, if you could fill a 1,000-seat venue, okay, book a 1,000-seat venue. Don't book an 8,000-seat venue.
Well, my expectations are tomorrow at Whitlow's on Wilson, we're going to have a good turnout because last year we did, and our annual summer dress party
That's
is always well
spot.
Attended.
Yeah.
It's on the rooftop. I think the weather's supposed to be pretty strong.
Double-checking the weather
Maybe
right now.
Maybe a little hot.
By the way, Britney plays at Planet Hollywood, which I don't believe is an MGM.
Okay, so she just booked
spot.
It separately.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, looking at the events,
could be wrong, but
Cher kills it at MGM National Harbor. She's back in August
crushes.
Doing like 8 shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have some big acts. Christina Aguilera, I think, is coming.
Right.
Penn and Teller.
Right.
No, but our guy, Bill Burr, that's the one that jumped out at me like that was my next target.
Well, we got to get Billy in studio then.
If yeah, it's only Friday, August 24th.
Yeah, hopefully he could come in. You know, it just depends if he's in town because he loves doing radio.
He
At least
does.
He used to.
Just I think he loves doing our show.
Yeah.
I don't see Planet Hollywood listed as an MGM resort.
Yeah.
So it must be a side gig for old Britney.
Yeah. Look at Britney. Take care of business.
Good for her.
Well, I'm a little groggy because I stayed up and watched the Nats through the sixth inning. I actually missed Bryce's bomb.
Right.
I believe he hit in the seventh, correct?
Monster home run.
And I was thinking about that.
Struck out his and next at bat, so 1-for-5 his average still dips.
And
but
struck
he hit
out,
a monster home run.
He struck out looking earlier in the game, which I thought was a bad call, but he just looked very frustrated. And I was just thinking, you know, we do kill him every time he goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, but if he goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts and then his fifth is a 2-run bomb
right.
that ends up being the game winner, you got to give him props. That's why,
that's
the justification of keeping him in the lineup and not trading him and all that jazz.
Well, that's why I blame him for the problems because that he can carry the team.
Yeah.
It just needs four or five days like that. He can carry the, you know.
When you get a Max Scherzer start, right. When you get a quality start like that, because it's not going to matter if Tanner's given up eight runs in three innings.
Tanner's going to pitch better.
I heard Charlie and Dave with the call last night of the Harper homer while I was sitting at 200 lights between from DuPont Circle to Connecticut Avenue where it hits Georgia Avenue in Montgomery County.
Yep.
There are conservatively 200 traffic lights. And it's mega tilting how long it takes to get through them.
Yeah.
I mean, it might
be. And there are cameras on every one of them, so.
Cameras everywhere. I mean, just people crossing, pedestrians. Oh, it's a freaking nightmare.
Is that the most efficient way to go?
I don't even know.
Probably not.
Probably not, but it's the way I always tend to go.
All right, we will talk more Nationals on the show. We'll open up the Junkie Sports page next. Later in the program, Rick Snyder is going to join us at 7. John Feinstein at 8 for Fridays with Feinstein. And we'll talk more NFL. We're 2 weeks away from training camp. Jay Busby, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports, will join us at 9. All right here on the Junkie. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, tomorrow, our summer dress party. Our biggest party of the year. Hope you can join us. Kicks off at 4. Brought to you by Corona. Corona is what summer wants. Enjoy and relax responsibly. Get more details at thefandc.com/summer.
We also have an appearance Monday for the Home Run Derby.
We do.
Kind of the pre-Home Run Derby appearance.
We do.
And that's at Willie's Brew and Q.
Correct. You nailed it.
Where's that?
Even though
it's right around here.
You phrased it as a question. You got it.
All right. And I got to thank our good friends over at there, Dave and the good people at the Homewood Suites, because I was kind of worried about parking on Monday.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm going to go home. I'm not going to stay down here. I'm going to go home and then come back down, you know, 4:30-ish, 4:30, whatever. So Dave said, yeah, you can still park here. So thank you, Dave, over at the Homewood Suites. Because I was worrying about that. I was sweating.
Think Monday, that's a Monday appearance?
It's Monday, yeah.
I think Monday, I may have to do the show, maybe take an Uber to MGM, see some flops, maybe have lunch with my brother, and then Uber back so I don't have to move my car at all. That might have to be the move.
I might do that.
That's a pretty good move.
That might be the solid move.
You just turned me on.
That's a pretty good move, right?
I might have to dust off the poker stash.
I mean, it's a solid move.
I like that idea.
Just dip into his backpack.
Yeah, I'll just borrow some of his chips.
The backpack's gotten much lighter. Over the past two cash game sessions.
Well, what goes around comes around.
I'm going to have to wait for my monthly bullet from MGM National Harbor to help replenish it a little bit, and I might have to dip into my own funds.
Personal funds.
Yeah, God forbid.
Right.
Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it might have to.
That sounds like a good plan.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that.
Oh, you're paying off your bet.
Well, I'm paying half of it. I'm gonna pay JP a hundo today.
Silly.
All right, that's the
hunch. So now I'm half done on the sweat bet.
That's the hunch I owe him.
This is
that was your emotional hedge on ratings.
So you can just pass that along over to him right there, the old Ben Franklin.
Believe me, I am fine with giving you this $100.
I get a ratings bonus plus $100.
So you get to ship that. You feel like Bob Barker on The Price is Right. When people would bid the exact amount, he'd say, go into my pocket and take out the silly hundo.
That's what I pretty much did. Have to give this to Homewood Suites for parking because I haven't paid for July yet.
See, there you go. All you do is paying it forward.
Except, you know what? I wasn't here for a week, so I'm going to take $20 off that.
You're going to break that and you're going to give them 80.
I just hope
that's not nub them. It's doing exactly what Cakes does.
He's stealing it from me.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's not nubbing him. He gives $2 a day. If you do the math there, what does that turn out to be?
$80 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you guys do you. I don't care what you tip
them. How about speaking of paying it forward? So have you ever seen, you probably haven't seen him, but you guys have the brother who cleans the streets right around here.
Mm-hmm.
He's always wearing a blue shirt. He's always got his little earbuds in.
Right.
When? Like early in the morning or after the show?
No, I see him after the show.
Yeah, I don't see him because I go right into the.
And he rolls a trash can around. He picks up trash along the street and he cleans the trash cans all along the blocks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the other day he was right out in front where I was just waiting for my car.
Right.
I said, hey, bro, I see you working hard out here.
Right. You hook him?
I'm hooking you.
Oh, what you gave him. I know what you gave him.
Yeah. Gift card.
Give him a Cava gift card.
Yes, I did.
Hey, but you know what? Got him a nice lunch.
I said, have you ever been to Cava before? He goes, no, I haven't, man. I said, It's awesome. Get a rice bowl. Get some chicken. Get some tomatoes. get some feta.
Right.
Get some meatballs. He said, "Oh, I appreciate it, man." So I saw him the next day. I said,
"Chicken."
Did you use it? He says, "Yep." He says, "It's awesome. Got chicken. The rice. I got the chicken. Got mushrooms."
Wow, that was nice. Is it just a local guy that's kind of his side hustle?
I think he works for like, I think it's
he probably works for the city. Or
he does work for the city.
I think he works for the neighborhood. I think it's called Capital Riverfront is this neighborhood. So they have people that take care of the trash cans.
Yeah, I hooked him with lunch.
Landscaping.
Did you feel good?
I felt good.
You felt good giving your free coupon.
Right, that's fine. It's better than nothing.
Right. It's a kind gesture.
I felt good that he actually used it and liked it.
That's good.
Yeah, good for you.
Solid.
You think it's okay to hook somebody with something that's, if somebody's hooking you, like let's say a free golf hookup, and they listen to the show, so they know that if you give them something like a Cava gift card, which I'm not doing, but if I did, isn't that kind of nubby? Like I've thought about it, like I should hook this guy. He's hooking me. Shouldn't I hook him with something?
The hook job.
With money or something bigger than that?
Because the hook job that's coming back from you in return is so paltry.
I was thinking of giving him a really good one, actually.
Ah, well that. See that
like the best GC that we've received.
Then that I think
weeks. I just don't want to get specific with that gift card.
That I think is a good move. If you get a silly tennis racket and you give him a Cava gift card, it looks chintzy. But if you give him a nice gift card, like to a nice restaurant for like a hundo or whatever, solid. Solid
I mean, usually
move.
In that relationship, look, Jason's the king of doing this. Right. Usually in that relationship, you just give a shout out to the course.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, we got to do that at minimum.
Maybe
JP's pondering.
Well, because when I got that gift card, which was a surprise, it came out of EB's wallet. He was trying to stash two of them.
Right.
No, held it for you. Didn't even realize it.
Right. Whatever.
I don't have.
I was thinking of parting with that one, but you know that's a really good gift card.
Yes, very solid.
It's nice for good gift cards.
Yep, they're the best.
You can use multiple times.
They are the best.
The best.
Yeah,
those are the best kind. See, there's not that much going on, so we're digging into the gift card talk.
Actually, we're supposed to open up the Junkie Sports page, so why don't we do that? Because you were talking about the Nats and Bryce Harper, but Rendon actually hit a couple homers.
Yes, he did. Three hits, three runs scored, three RBIs, average up to 285, hit numbers 14 and 15. Nats get a win in New York, 5-4.
Back over 500.
Max Scherzer gets win number 12. Actually got decent run support. It's usually one or two runs or zippy. But got five last night, so he's 12-5. ERA is 2.41. Herrera came in with the hold, and Ryan Mattson, who hadn't been pitching that well at all this year, gets the save since Doolittle's on the dill.
Well, you know, been pitching that great has been Herrera since he got him.
He gave up a home run.
He's been eh.
And then
you're right.
Mattson gave up, I think, a hit to the leadoff hitter, which always gets you nervous. But he got out of it.
Yeah, got out with like
double
nine
play.
Pitches. Yeah.
What a double play.
So Harper went 1-for-5, hit the two-run shot in the seventh, ended up being the game winner. So,
he could salvage the season if he does put in those power numbers.
Yeah, sure. If he hits 40 bombs and drives in a hunge or close to it and still hits 220, you're going to kill him for the 220. But if he's going to hit bombs that win games, then
you can't
call it a horrible season.
He can carry a team with those bombs.
I don't know if this is a big concern, but Chelsea James points this out in the Washington Post that Scherzer hasn't been as sharp the last five starts. He entered Thursday. It's still really good. You would take this for most pitchers. He entered Thursday with a 3.27 ERA in his past five starts. It's good, but it's just not what Scherzer generally does, averaging just more than nine strikeouts per nine innings. So his numbers have come down a bit. Midway point, 2.41, has that sub-1 whip, but hasn't been as dominant the last five, six starts.
Yeah, I'm not that worried. Yeah, the weird story with the Nats is coming out with the Ryan Zimmerman stuff. Now it looks like he was probably battling a calf thing that they didn't want to talk about. So that whole narrative that Ryan, he's a veteran, he doesn't need spring training, he hates spring training, so we're just going to put him on the backfields and let him do his thing. Mm-hmm. There really was a reason for it. And the reason was, for whatever reason, he wasn't healthy enough to really run the bases. And
so he would hit, not run.
He would hit, not run.
And they would just lie to us and say,
And they just said, it's Ryan, he doesn't need spring training, he's a veteran, he hates spring training.
Yeah.
It's so weird the way they handle things.
Well, it was weird because you don't hear, I'm sure a ton of vets hate spring training.
Yeah, right.
But that's not the way they do it. They get in there and they play their games, they get their swings in.
Yeah, and then you go home.
And they play in the regular games.
You leave in the fifth inning.
Yeah.
But Ryan was doing the whole back, and here's the thing, Ryan's like the nicest, the classiest guy. But I don't know why everyone was being so weird. Why wouldn't you just say, if it's a calf that's bothering you, my calf's bothering me. I don't want to run the bases right now, so I'm going to go take some swings on the back fields. Why wouldn't they just say that?
We had him on the show down there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He didn't say anything.
No, we asked him about it. He's like,
I was curious. Look, he's been out for weeks now.
He's missed like 60 games.
And they've had really good replacements in Matt Adams and Mark Reynolds, guys who've produced.
But it's not like they've had a superfluous of hitting.
What's the point of the lies?
So hold on.
There is no point.
This latest DL stint, did he go? They claimed it was his side because he dove for a ball. Oblique, right? Because he dove for a ball along the line and hurt it. Are they claiming that that's not the reason he went on the DL?
No, he went on that, but then at some point, the calf was all started acting up again too.
Okay, all right.
So it's like that's what's taken so long. It's taking a combo of everything.
Yeah, he's been on the DL for seems like 6-7 weeks.
He's missed like 60 games.
Yeah.
So it's just weird. It's just weird how they handle stuff over there. But
safe to say it's lost season for Zim.
Well, it could if he comes in the second half and balls out. Look, he's not going to put out any type of big numbers. But if let's say in the second half of the season, Cakes, he hits 15 bombs and drives in 40 runs.
It also gives you another
highly optimistic, but
okay, it is.
Maybe he
it
does.
Is, but it's possible if you got 75 games left. It's possible.
They could use
the
right-handed bat in the lineup. I know that Mark Reynolds does it at times, but you put Zimmerman there, then you could have Reynolds and Adams coming off the bench pinch hitting.
Yeah, that's true. Matt Adams did pinch hit last night, 0-for-1. Reynolds started the game at first, 0-for-5. Michael Taylor got his 24th stolen base, which leads the major leagues. I was thinking about this last night as I was watching it. He leads the majors at 24 stolen bases, and he's hitting, 240. His on base percentage is about 30%. Drabby, do you know how many stolen bases Ricky Henderson had in 1982? Just take a guess. I want the millennial to take a guess how many, because he has the record. Right now, 24 leads the majors through about 90 games in? 93 games in. Do you know how many Ricky Henderson had in 1982?
I'll say 121.
Ricky.
Very close. 130.
Yeah,
think about that number.
I used to love that.
Now, I know the game's changed. Different era. Guys don't steal as much. You wait for the three-run bomb.
Nobody steals.
Right. But there's no... I mean, Ricky Henderson's the greatest leadoff hitter in the history of baseball by miles. Think about that number. 130.
Well, you'd have guys like Tim Raines would steal 70.
Who was that whitey speed demon that was swiping bags for the Brewers 8 or 10 years ago? I can't remember his name.
8 or 10 years ago?
Maybe it was 15. I have no idea. But he was a little white shrimp that would steal bases at an alarming rate. This is when I was knee deep in fantasy baseball.
I can't think of it.
But there was an era where you had, Tim Raines, Vince Coleman,
sure,
Ricky Henderson. The stolen base used to be huge. Now you can win
Jose
the stolen
Canseco
base crown.
Was a 40-40 guy one year.
Yeah, now you can win the stolen base crown with, 40.
Yeah.
45.
Yeah. It's a lost art.
It's just an incredible, incredible number, 130. And it's not like he hit 350. I mean, his average, I think that year was sub 300.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a ton of walks, and every time he walked, he stole base.
Yeah.
I think I found my guy. Is it Scott Posednik?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
He stole 70 bags for Milwaukee back in 2004.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Fantasy stud.
It's a fantasy nugget just locked in my brain.
Right.
So anyway, that number's crazy.
How did the Phillies and Braves do yesterday?
Phillies played a makeup game with the Orioles at Camden, and shocker, they won the game 5-4. Kevin Gausman gave up 12 hits in 5 innings, so he gets the loss 4-7. Nick Pivetta gets the win. So don't get anything on the Phillies. Still 5.5 back on them. Braves did not play. So the Phillies are 52-40 now. And I believe the Orioles, by the way, are 39.5 games back. Mookie Betts hit a grand slam on a 13-pitch at bat. And this is just a random stat, but it's the first time a guy's hit a grand slam on a 13-pitch at bat or more since 1992. They just keep track of that stuff.
That sounds like a Tim Kirkjian nugget.
But he's hitting 352. He's got 23 homers. Just having an unbelievable year. And the Red Sox have won 10 straight. They're 37 games over 500. They haven't been 37 games over 500 since 1949.
Wow.
Sick. And I saw that they're not that interested in Manny Machado.
Don't really need him. I mean, I guess, you could play him at third because Devers is just horrific defensively. But you have to give up a lot to get Machado, especially since there's 8 or 10 teams that are in on him. Yankees beat the Indians 7-4. Severino started, did not get the win. He leads the majors of wins with 14. Kluber takes a loss, 12-5. So the Red Sox still lead the Yankees by 3.5. See other games that you might be interested in. The Athletics went into Houston, took 3 out of 4. They beat them yesterday 6-4. They're 5 or 5.5 games back of the Mariners for the wild card. So no one pays attention to the Athletics. They have a really good lineup. Their bullpen's good. And to
bullpen
go in,
including Blake Trinan.
Yeah, and to go into Houston, take 3 out of 4 is pretty
good. Give
impressive.
Me an Ohtani update. Is he still hitting?
He was hitting sub 200 in his recent
but
comeback.
But he did have like a grand slam or something when he came back.
I think he hit one home run that might have won the game.
Something big.
See if he played last night. Didn't play last night.
Didn't?
No. Angels won that game 11-2 over Seattle.
He was supposed to be, they're supposed to look at his arm again.
To potentially pitch this year?
I don't know. They were supposed to do another diagnosis this week, so maybe they were hoping that it would calm down.
They just lost another pitcher to Tommy John. The Angels have lost so many pitchers to Tommy John, it's unbelievable.
You got to talk to my guy Chris O'Leary. I'm telling you. They just lost a flaw in the way they're teaching these
kids. The inverted W, look out.
I want to say it's 4 or 5 guys, starters, that have had Tommy John. World Cup this weekend on Sunday. You've got France and you've got Croatia. France, I haven't looked at the numbers, but I assume France is the, prohibitive favorite in this game. Drabby and a
squeaky
leaner.
So. All Croatia does is play extra time every game.
Yeah, they just win.
Well, they have 3 straight, I think.
Well, they had 2
like
shootout wins, and then they won the last one in extra.
But they just win all the time.
Right.
And by the way, if Croatia wins, Bickle wins the pool.
Yeah.
And I'll be salty.
The $5 pool. By the time we collect, it'll be $1. It'll be a free pool that we did for fun.
Yep.
That's usually what happens when I win these pools.
You guys know how nubs Jason is?
Yeah.
He was
I was grasping.
Harassing AY yesterday.
He's going to make you laugh.
to get bonus points for the third place game.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a farce. They shouldn't,
because Belgium is playing England in the third place game.
Why are you wasting time playing a third place game? It's just stupid.
Well, it's just so funny that because I was still here.
For some of those countries, though, it's kind of bragging rights for them. For Belgium to say, well,
nobody cares about third place.
Nobody really cares. But I think it's so strange. I was sitting here cutting commercials or whatever, so I was here a little later than normal. And Jason called in like 10:20 or something, probably on his drive home. He's just trying. I don't know. Just the fact that Jason's thinking about the World Cup pool in his car.
He's emailing every 3 days for the standings.
I mean, this guy's constantly thinking about the World Cup pool.
I'm competitive. I want to win that blicky.
And then like driving home, he's thinking about the World Cup pool, how he can snake away to get a dub.
Yeah. To get 3 extra bonus points for the third place game.
He wants the dub. He wants the win.
By the way, France is -110 in the game. Croatia +385. That's a big gap there.
And who is Croatia's star? Their number 10?
Luka Modric.
I read a little story about him.
He's
a
stud.
This was a glancy. I just read the thumbnail, but that he grew up with grenades going on. His grandfather dying in the war. Like basically living like a refugee.
Right.
And now he's carrying
just
that country to the World Cup final.
Crazy, unbelievable.
I mean, Drabby, can you take Croatia +385?
I'm tired of betting against Croatia and losing. So I don't know. I would think that France would smother them all game.
Yeah.
And just because they're just all 11 guys are outstanding. But who the hell knows what's going to happen? Croatia just keeps finding ways to hang around and steal these matches.
When is it's on Sunday?
Sunday 11 a.m.
Sunday 11 a.m. Okay, good.
I did hear a little betting nugget yesterday.
You
that
did?
In the last 10 World Cups. All right, 10 straight World Cups.
Yep.
The third place game, the total has gone at least to 3.
Right.
So if you want to bet
they don't care.
They don't even care about the game. They just score.
Yeah.
So if you want to play the over in the Belgium-England game, it's probably a good bet.
It's kind of tasty.
And then Cakes have to give us an update on this. I just saw that some guy named Dyer is the chip leader at the WSOP out
in Vegas.
They're
down to 6, and I think he has a little more than double the chip lead over
what
the second
place. What
does first
place pay?
I believe it's $8.8 million.
Unbelievable.
It's a nice score.
But what has he made? What's his minimum, even if he lost them all and finished 6?
Everybody at the final table makes
a million at least.
Yeah,
I would guess the next bust out is probably somewhere in the range of $2 to $2.2 million. Pretty
crazy.
Sick.
Although yesterday the world is changing, so you can win all that money playing poker. Yesterday my kids and my neighbor who also plays Fortnite, we're just talking about all the people that they watch on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Ninja makes about $1 million a month and just bought a ridiculous pad that is like these NBA ballers. Like you see what LeBron buys, and that's what this guy playing Fortnite is buying because he gets 100,000 streamers every day to watch him play a video game.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. There was a big article in the Washington Post last week about a guy who was 24, 25, really well educated, got a job at the Defense Department. He just quit because he wanted to work for Ted Leonsis's esports team.
Right.
Right.
Just quit.
By the way,
you're that good.
6-1 at WSOP, 1.8 million, 2.1, 2.8, 3.75, 5 million for second place, and 8.8 for first.
Drabby wants me to mention Wimbledon. Men's semis today, Isner against Kevin Anderson. Too tall. Isner 6'10. Anderson's got to be 6'7, 6'8. So that's one semi. And then the second semi, that's probably going to be your winner, Djokovic Nadal. And then Serena going tomorrow for her 24th slam.
Right.
Took a year off, had a baby, still comes back and just. I mean, Kerber could beat her because Kerber's beaten her before in slams. But
how many women have won slams after giving birth? I mean, I know it's happened.
But not many.
That's pretty impressive.
Yep. Phone number is always, if you want to chime in on anything on the Hadid Carpet Clean Lister lines, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Show up at Willows on Wilson.
Yeah,
you hang out.
It's that easy. It's pretty simple, actually. Pretty straightforward.
Jason has the ride. You're going with Chariots for Hire.
Yes, sir. Thank
what
you, Courtney.
What was the discussion
West.
You guys were having this morning when I walked in? You guys, it seemed like you were talking about ride.
Bickle's complaining about something.
You don't want to. It's stupid. This is a variety of ways to go, but I love Chariots, so it's going to work out great.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You know, one story you didn't do on the sports page that jumped out at me this morning was seeing that Isaiah Thomas found a deal. Mm-hmm. And he signed a one-year deal with the Nuggets for the veteran minimum, $2 million. Now, $2 million is a lot of money. We should all be so blessed to make that in 1 year.
How quickly they fall, though.
This guy was looking at, about 18 months ago, potentially, you know, a 4 or 5 year deal of over $100 million.
Yep.
Then well, let's put it this way. He was top five in the MVP race 2 years ago. And Zach LaVine just signed a 4-year, $80 million deal. He would have at least received that.
Yeah. No, he was looking at a $100 million deal and then got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really remember and then moved on or whatever. I can't remember how he ended up with Cleveland.
He got traded for Kyrie Irving.
And it just didn't work. And they ended up with the Lakers. And he only played 15 games there. And, you know, he's obviously
played
worth,
pretty good with the Lakers.
He's not worth $2 million. He's worth more than that, but he's betting on himself. He wanted to find a spot where he can play and just reestablish himself, you know, as a star in this league. But yeah, I mean, in 2016, 2017, he averaged 28.9 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was an unbelievable
dominant
talent.
Player.
I think it's the third biggest drop off in points per game from one season to the next in history.
It's right. Not his fault. I mean,
he got hurt.
He got hurt, and then he really didn't get much of an opportunity. With the Lakers, he was, you know, bench player.
But remember how sick he was with Boston that 1 year?
Yep. He carried them to the Eastern
Conference
Finals. He had
a magical run.
I mean, he was hitting game winners, just breaking guys down.
He was the most dominant sub-6-footer I've ever seen.
And people loved him, too. You know, he had that tragedy with his sister.
Right.
And he came out and scored 50, right? Didn't he score 50 against the Wizards in the playoffs?
He may have. I can't remember.
He had an unbelievable playoff run. And then what I'd say is with Cleveland, he was hurt, and they just quickly made a decision, and who knows if it paid off or not, but they quickly made a decision that it wasn't working with the Isaiah Thomas, LeBron James fit. I think Isaiah felt like they didn't give it much of a shot. It wasn't many games, 10 to 15 games.
Played 15 games.
And then they decided to trade him.
Yeah.
And they made it to the NBA Finals, but maybe they would have made the NBA Finals with Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder and those guys anyway.
Mm, LeBron didn't, he wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, they traded away.
Isaiah was not a good defensive player. LeBron, he could recognize that.
But remember, they traded away Jay Crowder. Yeah. They traded away Dwayne Wade, Isaiah Thomas. They completely remade that team. And they made it back to the
finals.
I also
don't think that Isaiah Thomas was completely healthy.
Well, I don't think he was either. There's no doubt. So, he ended up having a surgery.
I mean, there's just no way that you could rely on him to get through all those postseason games.
The good news for him is he's still only 29 years old.
Yeah.
So he could go out there. Let's say he's, you know, 80% of who he was. maybe gives you 22, 23 points a game, you know, and just shooting a good percentage or whatever, then, you know, hopefully he can cash in still.
He's instant offense. The problem is a lot of teams don't believe in him because he's such a defensive liability.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, people.
But the Celtics figured out a way. Brad Stevens and that coaching staff in Boston figured out a way to kind of hide him.
Right. Well, that's what they do.
Well, I think they already told him that don't count on starting.
So right.
I don't even know how much he'll play because Jamal Murray last year had kind of a breakout year.
Yeah.
The Nuggets are pretty good. I mean, it sucks that they're in the West because, I mean, they have to just navigate through a minefield. But that's a pretty solid team. And you add him at a cheap salary, some nice depth off the bench.
Look, he just needs consistent minutes. And if he can get that,
but that
there,
is incredible. He was looking at a huge payday.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
What was the total contract?
Well, they said he was looking at $100 million plus.
No, what did he sign for?
$2 million.
Yeah,
veteran minimum. I mean, it's crazy. I mean,
I would be in full on depression.
Oh yeah,
still $2 million.
Yeah, but it's not like what you're looking
nothing
at.
Nothing to those guys.
Nothing compared to what he was looking at.
And I don't know how much he made when he was playing in Boston. I mean, I'm sure he's
wasn't
fine.
A lot. 6.5 when he was making those deep runs. 6.5 million
per.
Right. Yeah. He's never cashed in on the 10 million plus cut.
Yeah, but I mean, if he was making 6 million per for a few years, I mean, he's got money, but he was looking at FU money.
He was looking at dumb, stupid money.
He was looking at generational wealth for years and years and years.
Private jet money.
Yeah. Right. As I mentioned before, I know a lot of.
He's made 22 million.
A lot of people in the NBA are making a big deal of it because Zach LaVine, all he's done is win a dunk contest once or twice. 4 years, $80 million.
Yeah, but it's to the point now where I don't even bat.
And he doesn't help teams win.
I don't even bat an eye when I see a guy like Zach LaVine signed for $20 million per season. Like, it's just the going rate. That's just what guys get now that are young and have shown any sort of flashes in the league.
Yeah.
Well, it's what it is.
It's not the going rate for a 5'11 point guard.
Well, that's the difference. How tall is Zach LaVine? 6'5", 6'6"?
I don't think he's 5'11".
They list him at 5'9". He's probably shorter than that.
He's close to Spud.
Probably 5'9 with sneakers. Without him, he's probably about 5'7".
Hey, nothing wrong with 5'9 with sneakers. That's
right, exactly. Or 5'8 with sneakers.
Kicks?
I'm 5'8½, 5'8¾".
Right. Hey, at least you haven't started.
Listed at 5'9".
At least you haven't started shrinking yet.
Not yet.
You know, you get older and I don't know what happens. You just start deteriorating.
Yeah, your body starts to wither, which is not
and just you know what? I'll take 5'9". Like, my mom is now, she's somebody who's been shrinking. She's, if you had her listed authentically, 4'11".
Now, is it because they can't stand up straight anymore? Is that part of it?
I don't know. I don't know. Why do your ears get bigger, too? I've been told that ears get bigger as you get older.
Maybe they just keep growing.
They definitely do. They get bigger and hairier.
They definitely get hairier. I didn't know. Well, that
I definitely
they
have hair
bigger.
Coming out of my ears.
When you're 75,
100%. Yeah.
When you're 75, you're gonna have some big Dumbo ears.
Yeah. Hey, you'd be size.
Hey, if I
get
to
75, I'll be butt
knock
size.
On wood.
Such fatalists.
Oh yeah,
that's below average. You think you're below average health wise?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
A tree just fell
of
on my
course,
son.
But that
in
can
cart.
Happen when you're two.
I've got your answer there, fellas. Right. Bones stop growing after puberty. Muscle and fat cells also stop dividing, but cartilage keeps going.
Right, and that's what your ears are made of.
Okay.
Just
very
keep
nice.
Going
I think my ears are still at a very normal level. Now, if I make it to an advanced age, besides to get some big ears.
Mm-hmm. I think my ears are a little bit big. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well, you have a tiny head, so if your ears are anywhere like near abnormal
just
size,
wait another 20
out.
Years.
Now, I can move the ears. Can you
do
that?
That's quite a talent. I can't do that.
No, I get it's goofed not on I've
because
on.
I think I'm the only person in my family that has the attached ear instead of the dangling earlobe.
Let's see. Oh,
it's attached.
Well, you're kind adopted, donk. You're not going to have
no, but he's
exact
children.
Same on my
it's
kids,
children.
Donk.
Oh,
that's
children.
What I talk.
Yeah,
I
mean, he's not listening.
Come on.
I know.
Yeah, because mine are attached. Kind of get
I don't even
on.
Know what
I'm
are mine.
I'm the outlier.
What are mine? Oh, I think mine are silly.
Hey.
Well, I can tell you they're hairy.
They're hairy. I told you they're hairy.
I mean, can you move your finger? I can't see your ear.
I think they're not attached.
I think you've got the free hanging.
Yeah,
free hanging silly.
No, I have hair in my ears. It's a show. And in my eyebrows. My kids are constantly coming up to my eyebrows. And like they're pulling out like hair that should be on my head.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Eyebrows, they just get out of control. I always remember
get unruly.
On 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney used to have the eyebrows going everywhere.
That will be me.
So I make sure that every time I get a haircut, I go to Raysters and I say, hook up the eyebrows.
That will be me. I have very, very bushy eyebrows.
Yeah, you got to trim
and
those
I'll get
blickies.
Some. They'll pull off one every once in a while. It's like 3 inches long. It's just hiding in there.
Yep.
I don't know how.
Mid-July.
Talked about the Nats and Isaiah Thomas.
Mid-July.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Rick Snyder's going to join us.
I got a lot of vacation left. I should just go home.
He talks about Bryce Harper in his latest column and whether or not he should be an all-star. We'll talk to Rick next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.